met you yet.
Michael Bublé, haven't met you yet. It's Clyde. It's the morning glory, 8:33. It is Thursday morning, and welcome to the show, Rachel Stevens.
Hiya, Rachel. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. Are you?
Yeah, fine. Thank you. Good. Looking forward to speaking to you. It's been a while since you've been on the radar. I'm looking forward to it because I wanted to pick your brains as well, because I know you have a little baby, don't you?
I do.
I'm pregnant right now.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you very much. And
when are you due?
I'm due April.
Oh, lovely.
So I'm just at baby kick stage.
And
I'm asking everybody I come into contact with who is already a mum, what is the one piece of advice that you wish someone had told you before you gave birth?
Get loads of sleep. That's an obvious one.
Yeah.
Just get loads of sleep.
Lots of people saying that.
Yeah. But no, it's lovely. Do you know what you're having?
I don't yet. We've got our scan next week. So, very exciting.
Oh, so exciting.
So does that mean you don't get much chance for girls' nights out anymore? Or is it, you know, every now and then, give it to the husband, off you go. Get your heels on.
Exactly. I love my girly nights. And yeah, when you do become a mum, it's even harder to fit them in. But I make a point of really doing it every sort of few weeks or so, because it's so important, isn't it, to have a good old catch up and a glass of Baileys. If you go to facebook.com/BaileysGB, there's all sort of tips and hints on great girls' nights. And you can get the chance to win free cupcakes, which is also nice.
God, I love free cupcakes.
So does that mean you're tempted to do,
would you be ever tempted to do something like Celebrity MasterChef then? Like something like that? If you like your food.
I absolutely love MasterChef, but I'm not a cook. I'm not a good cook. My husband asked me this the other night, actually. Yeah. I would and I wouldn't, because I'm a rubbish cook, and so but I love
and it is
the
quite,
show.
It does look quite stressful. We were watching it last night. They just kind of go to, even the most amazing people who come in going, oh, I've got 14 years experience, so I'm going to whiz through this. Just
the hands
crumble.
Are shaking. Yeah. I know. It's so pressurised, isn't it?
It is. Definitely something different to say Strictly. Have you been watching the series this year?
Yes. Oh, my God, Dex.
Who's your favourite? Who's your favourite?
My favourite, I think Harry's a little sexy dancer.
He's nice to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, he is easy on the eye, definitely. And I think Holly's lovely. I think she's a lovely dancer. And Chelsea as well. I think they're great.
But what about stepping onto like a panel, like an X Factor panel or something like that? Is that something you would ever consider doing?
Yeah, I would actually. I would love to, because I'm always sitting at home getting stuck in with my opinion. So I would love to. And of course, music is what I love and what I know. So, yeah, it would be, and I think it'd be amazing to mentor someone and really sort of see them progress. I'd love it.
Have you watched any favourites on The X Factor this year as well?
Little Mix are my favourites.
I love them.
Yeah,
aren't they amazing?
Great, aren't they? They're really great, and they've got great voice. They all can sing, and they're all individually really strong. And I think they're really cute, so
and quite different, I think. Like, they've got quite a good they're quite edgy,
and they're really fresh and new, so it'd be and it'd be great to see a girl band win.
It's lovely to see them getting support. Yeah, because I mean, a band has never won that show either, and I don't know why, because bands sell just as many records as solo artists. I mean, you know, you were in a band. I mean, bands are really popular. Why don't they like bands on The X Factor?
I don't know. It's really strange, isn't it? But it's so nice to see that, especially girl bands as well. So it's really lovely to see that.
Because a lot of the girl bands that have been on that show in the past are a bit tardy. Like, some of them that come through, you think, oh, I don't like the outfits. I can't really relate to you. You don't seem like the girl next door.
Go on.
Yeah, but Little Mix rocking it.
They're relatable, aren't they?
Yeah,
you know, definitely. They're really cute. So go, Little Mix, that's what I say. Go, Little Mix.
So any final tips before we round off for me, for pregnancy, for birth, for afterwards, anything else I need to know, Rachel, that you can tell me that my friends can't?
Like I said, get loads and loads of sleep now. And for me, when I first had Emily, I was like, right, I want to get her into a routine. And I read all the books, like Gina Vaughan and all of those things. And I think for the first 8 weeks, just when they're sleeping, you sleep. And I found that really difficult to do. But it's so, you know, they just kind of, they do their own thing for the first sort of few months. So just, I think, would just be to relax as much as you can and enjoy it, because it is amazing, but it's full on and it's very overwhelming, but it's amazing.
Oh, good stuff, Rachel. Lovely to speak to you. You can head on to facebook.com/BaileysGB to see more about all the tips and cupcakes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And hopefully see you back on our TV screens very soon.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Cheers, Rachel. Nice to
good
speak
luck.
To you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So this is a brand new track from a new advert, but can you figure out which advert it is? I will tell you after I've played it. Slow Moving Millie,